This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Now, a big part of Mardi Gras is being safe. And I don't just mean in what you might consume, but in how you behave and where you go, the whole caboose. Michael Atkinson is the Program Manager of Safety, Inclusion and Social Justice at Mardi Gras. Good morning, Michael. How are you going?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm really great on this bit of a rainy day here in Sydney.
It is, yeah. We were just speaking with Patrick Abood about what a fantastic, extraordinary, you know, impressive, proud event Mardi Gras is. It's important that people remember that any big event, keeping safe and all that that entails right across the spectrum is really, really important. And it's, you know, it goes from looking before you cross the road, guys. It's about safe sex. It's about being in safe places. It's about making sure that what you consume mm-hmm. is safe. And so tell us what, you know, your role. I mean, I've got a title, Program Manager, Safety, Inclusion and Social Justice. Does that fit on a business card? It's worse than mine. It's worse than my title.
Only just. Look, before I start, can I please just acknowledge the 78ers? You know, you've probably been talking about this already. But we really only get to celebrate this event, you know, for this festival period because of all of the hard work, the groundwork that was laid by these people who stood up for justice and stood up for equality. And, you know, they fought the good battle, so to speak. And, you know, we get to enjoy a relatively safe festival now, relatively free from violence on the street, relatively free from harassment. I mean, it does still exist, and that is why I am employed at ACON to do safety. But yeah, so a really big thank you and a big shout out to all the hard work that was done by them.
Well, Michael, I don't know if you were just listening before, but you are actually addressing one of the 78ers, who's Macca, in the studio with me today. So,
awesome.
Big round of applause. Thank you. I mean, as you said before, it was a terrible, terrible night.
It went terrible. And you know, thanks for what you said, Michael. And as I said to Patrick, this is for, you know, what all of us did then. You know, we didn't realise what we were starting.
Yes.
It's for everyone who came after us that has continued it. And, you know, we've got to remember what it was like in 1978. We are in 2017, but it's not rosy in every area. We are a lot of the way away where we want to be. But, yeah. You know, just as I didn't feel safe in 1978 for a whole different range of reasons, people, I want people at this Mardi Gras to feel safe. I want them, you know, to be aware of their environment. I want them, you know, to play safe, you know, party safe, you know.
Yep.
Be in a safe place geographically and everything. And I know Mardi Gras puts a lot of work into this, but it's important that people understand, you know, you got to be safe. Oh. In everything you do, guys, you know, all of us, you got to be safe. Oh. That's really important.
Well, Michael, do you have some practical tips that you can give people who are listening today who are planning on heading into the parade and the party, but also some other events around the whole Mardi Gras festival?
Absolutely. So Mardi Gras is a period of high visibility. It's a time when there are a lot of people coming from overseas, interstate, are coming to enjoy all of the amazing events. So there is a higher visibility of LGBTIQ people, and you know, and it is a time when your homophobic, transphobic, biphobic people might want to be tempted to come into town, dish out some verbal abuse. So it is important. Generally speaking, the biggest tip is awareness. So through awareness, you can keep your eye out for your friends. You can keep your eye out for yourself. So let's just say you are leaving a party or leaving one of the many events and you've had a few drinks or whatever, and you kind of get this feeling, or you can see something up ahead of you that is just looking a little dodgy, like maybe there's some raised voices or there's someone that you just sort of don't trust. Trust your instincts. Cross the road, go to a well-lit place, get your friends to come with you. So it's those types of things which I think we all know, and it really is about reinforcing these messages of how to just take care and how to prevent anything ever happening. And then if you do find yourself in a situation, try not to retaliate. But if someone starts hurling abuse at you or calling you names, the worst thing you can do is to get your back up and go, well, what's wrong with you? You're homophobic, you know, or whatever. If someone is drunk and hurling abuse at you, it's just going to inflame the situation. So avoid doing that if you can.
And, you know, there's a couple of websites that are really important. One of them is all the W's, fair-play.org.au, and that's about knowing your rights, understanding the police have got a job to do. We, you know, people want a party. I think everyone understands what I'm saying there, but that's fair-play.org.au. And of course, you know, there's other things. You know, it's about playing safe. It's about using PEP, you know, if that's appropriate for you. It's about all of that. But I think, you know, the being geographically safe, and what I mean by that is, as you said, you know, when you see a group of people that might be potentially a troublemaker across the road, you know, you don't have to go down and engage them, because it won't be an enjoyable experience. How many people attract at Mardi Gras? Like, what are the numbers, Michael?
The numbers, yeah. I understand, it is in the hundreds of thousands of new guests that come to Sydney. So I don't know the exact, because I just remember reading an article recently that Mardi Gras, there was something around hundreds of thousands of people coming to Sydney. But yeah, so it's definitely an increased number. I will put a sort of a message in here about partying safely.
Yes.
ACON is a harm reduction organisation. And the main issue with regards to drugs today is combining GHB with alcohol.
Yeah.
So GHB is a fun party drug, and it can create a nice feeling of euphoria, and you know, you really just get into the music and you have great fun. When you mix it with alcohol, you're kind of having two different drugs in your body which don't really work that well together. So most of the overdoses that happen are to do with that combination. So the best thing to do is, before you go to your party, like, get ready, sort of bell, and you know, sort of like everyone does. But to talk to your friends and just say, you know, what you're taking, how much you're taking, and just to sort of look out for each other through the night. But at all of the parties that are going to come up over the coming week or 2 weeks, there will be the ACON Rovers. So this is a project where we train volunteers to roam around the parties or the venues with their pink vest. You cannot miss them. And what they do is they basically keep their eye out for anyone who's having a hard time.
Yeah.
Looks like they might be kind of having a hard time with their drugs. And they'll essentially have a chat, reassure them everything's okay, sit them down, have a rest, take a break, drink some water. And if they need to, they would get the medical team to help them further. But it's a fantastic harm reduction project. But, yeah. But if people can just, yeah, I mean, party safe is definitely our strong message.
The most important thing in all that is, you know, understand the environment, understand what you're doing, understand who's around you, Have respect for others. And I encourage everyone, go onto the ACON website, acon.org.au. There's a whole lot of information on there about all these issues. It's really, really important. We want you to have a great Mardi Gras, not a shit one.
And yeah, stay safe. Stay safety in numbers. Look out for your friends. You know, and yeah, embrace the love.
Celebrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just give a quick shout out to my colleague who putting on a fantastic event today out at Marrickville Town Hall. It's called Welcome to Breastyville. And it's being sponsored by our Talk Touch Test campaign, which is about breast cancer awareness. But they've put on a fun, fantastic event out there. The rain won't hold them back. It's possibly not even raining over there. But, yeah, so a big shout-out to Kelly and the gang.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michael. Really appreciate all your efforts and all your initiatives and for taking the time to speak with us this morning.
Thank you.
Anytime. Anytime. Thank you.
Cheers. That was Michael Atkinson, Program Manager. What a title. Safety, Inclusion and Social Justice for Mardi Gras. Big gig.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.